Meow! Welcome to the Cat Tunes Podcast. I'm your host, Catherine Corelli. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about the stories behind my songs, the production tools that I've used, the production methods that I've employed, the instruments that I've played, the instruments that I've discovered, the arrangement methods that I've used, the real-life stories which precipitated the creation of my entire albums or of my separate tracks. So let's jump right into it, shall we? And welcome you listening to the Cat Tunes Podcast. This is episode 65, and we're nearing the end of the Reborn Heart album. This is going to be a song called Dream that we're going to be talking about today. And as far as I remember, there are only two more songs left to go through. So I think that I will be putting out a poll on Spotify, most definitely on my Telegram channel, which of course I would urge you to follow. Link is going to be in the description. And of course I'll put up a poll on my YouTube channel as well, so that you can vote for whichever the next album you think I should cover. I would really appreciate it, because apparently I can just, you know, dive in and go into whichever, but I'd like to know your opinion. So your vote matters. This is this exact instance where your vote really matters. With that out of the way, let's get right to the song, to the heart of it. So, Dream, while it appears on the Reborn Heart album, which as a whole was in production back in 2012, and it actually was completed by summer 2012, as far as I remember. The song itself, Dream, goes way back. There is an earlier version of this song that goes back as far as 2001, as far as I remember. And it could have easily, musically, ended up being a rock song or even a metal song, just because of the way it is, just because of the music, because of the chord progressions, because of the vibe, which was, I have to admit, heavily inspired by System of a Down, and by my admiration for Armenian music. So Dream was influenced tremendously by System of a Down and, you know, generally speaking, Armenian music. Which doesn't necessarily make it an Armenian song or anything like this. It has nothing to do with that culture. But I definitely could have made it into a heavier track at the time. But I didn't have any guitars laying around. And we were working on some music together with my friend, Dima, between 2000 and 2001. And I believe that this song was written a little later. So it didn't fall into that pack of songs, into that material, older material, that we were working on. So it's not really surprising that it didn't become a metal song. And then I was only confined to working in Reason, and back in the day I think it was 2.5, or Reason 2, I don't remember, it was pretty primitive. And at the time, I'm talking right now about like 2003, approximately to 2004. And in 2004, I've discovered a way to kind of emulate, more or less, to emulate electric guitars via synths. So I was combining together these absolutely odd and bizarre sounds, and I went through a lot of libraries and samples and this and that, and I was combining samples of different instruments because I wanted to get the pluck, the string pluck, or something that would give me that string pluck on the on the end result. And I was looking for something that would give me that grit that you get from an electric guitar. So I would combine that sample with something like a synthesizer, a sine wave, and then I would distort it heavily, and then I would run it through one effect, and then through another, and then I would EQ it, and then I would run it again, and then I would compress it again, and etc., 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 etc. So I was experimenting a lot back then. And there was an 8-track album that I've created alone, and that was probably the first album that I've created without my friend. Back in 2004, I think it was. It's an 8-piece album, which at the time I called... Gosh, I don't remember, what did I call that album? It was never released. It never seen the light of day, literally. There is, however, a strong possibility that it might get released. That I might get to working on it sometime in the future, probably after I get through Take the Jive, through Into Gehenna, a remake of Out of Gehenna album, then through Take the Jive Europe, and then through Sunset City. Once I get through these albums, there is a strong possibility that I might get into that 8-piece album, the name of which currently escapes my mind because it was a long while ago, back in 2004. And I might actually bring it to light, because it consists of very old material. And there were some interesting things there. In whichever case, so this song, Dream, originally was sitting on that 8-piece album back in 2004, and it was kind of intended to be a heavy song. There was an earlier version of it, and I quite frankly don't remember even if it had any lyrics. It probably had some lyrics, but those were like ancient lyrics, which I lost later on. And that the very first draft of this song, which I think I was performing on one of the exams in the Music Academy, I think it was way back in like 2002. 2002, I think it was. It wasn't heavy at all. It was kind of strange because I used like a tuba for the bass, and I used some a drum kit, something like that, and some synthesizers, but they weren't heavy really. It was rather like a spacey kind of thing, a very strange thing. And I didn't have any, I didn't even use sampled electric guitars. So the first draft was back in 2002, I think, and it had some old lyrics, and I absolutely don't remember what were the lyrics, what were they about. It probably wasn't called Dream, or maybe it was. Back then I was trying to sing in Russian, and I didn't like it, because over the course of roughly 3 or 4 years, I figured out that, you know, the way I want to sing doesn't sit with Russian language at all. It just sounds odd. It's weird, and you can't really... I don't really feel like I convey everything through Russian. It's just not my language to sing in. So, the first draft, the first version of this song, Dream, appeared around 2002, and I was a relatively naive one. Then, just 2 years later, I've incorporated this song, Dream, into that 8-piece album, on which, for the first time, I was experimenting with these distorted heavy synthesizers, and it kind of sounded cool. It kind of sounded cool. I think I will inject a clip of it right here. We'll be right back. So you see, this is the 2004 version. And just so that you know, here is the earlier, the first version from 2002. See, they're pretty different from one another, and it's been just 2 years. The version, the 2004 version, is substantially heavier, and it's more aggressive, and it has more aggressive drumming going on there, and those aggressive synthesizers, which pretend to be electric guitars, if that makes any sense. So anyways, this is the earlier history of this song, Dream. Mind you, when it got to that 8-piece album, when it got incorporated in 2004, I really kind of dismantled the old lyrics, and at that point I wanted to really write other lyrics and make it into its own, into a different song in the context of that album. And I didn't write any lyrics. Somehow, I don't remember why did that happen, did I not have good ideas, or I was looking for a way to record my vocals, because back then in 2004 I couldn't even record my own vocals. I didn't have a mic, I couldn't record, so I didn't do it. So I kind of shelved that whole project. And then years later, after, you know, I've worked on other albums, on a whole variety of stuff, in 2012, which is, 8 years later, in 2012, I was browsing through my old files and I'm like, okay, so I am really finalizing this album, Reborn Heart, and I need two more songs. And I was thinking, you know what, kind of Reborn Heart as a whole, the entire album, it is romantic, definitely, but I thought that it did not have enough of a passionate edge. So I wanted to give it a song, I wanted to add a song that would be just more passionate, a more passionate song. And I thought, okay, let's browse through my old sketches and see what kind of material do I have laying around. Maybe I do have something that can be an interesting distraction, because quite frankly I didn't want to go just, you know, the previous song was Supposing. Supposing was written entirely in 2012. But it was kind of a synthwave bass music kind of track, and it was, yeah, it's romantic and whatever, yeah, all of that. But it didn't have the dramatic tension that Dream had. And then imagine, would you have not had Dream on the Reborn Heart album, you would have Supposing and then Reborn Heart. That would be like, I don't know, of course you could go with that, but I wanted to put something there that would separate these two songs and add more dramatic tension, so that then Reborn Heart, after this hypothetical song, would sound more dramatic the way it is. You know, creating contrast, basically. That's what I was going for. So, I stumbled across this two old versions of this song, which became Dream on the Reborn Heart album. And I thought, you know what, actually, maybe if I rewrite it again and rearrange it and use the same rack, the same Reason rack that I was using for the entire Reborn Heart album, what if maybe I can incorporate it into Reborn Heart? So at that point, I decided, okay, well, thematically, I sort of know where am I going. I sort of have enough to write about, and musically, I can make it interesting, and it's going to be aggressive compared to other songs on Reborn Heart, but I still can keep it from becoming too heavy. I didn't want to get too heavy on Dream. So after deciding on that, I just pulled in the old stems, rewrote the bass part, rewrote this and that and blah blah blah, and basically left the melody and the chord progression and added a few things, and there we go. This is how Dream got onto the Reborn Heart album. It wasn't intended to be there at all, because originally this song was born 10 years prior to the creation of the Reborn Heart album. So anyways, now that I've sort of laid out the backstory for this song, let's go into the lyrics. And I don't think really that I do need to explain a lot here. It's pretty much self-explanatory for the most part. There is a few twists here, and I think you will catch them. Let's read. Do you own the dreams that you've forgot? Do you own the dreams you've forgot? Do you always need what you want? Are you sure you've got what you've got? What illusions mislead your mind when your dream is down, when you don't feel high with love and the blankness surrounds your heart? Tell me which one of your dreams is meant to be my cage. Did you store one for your voyeuristic euphoria? Pretty bizarre lyrics, right? Are you breathing? Are you living? Are you dreaming? Aren't your desires sterilely clean? That's a weird way to put it. Sterilely. Sterilely, I guess, or I don't know. I don't know really how to read it. Sterilely, it says. We do have a word sterile. We do have a word sterility. And I'm not entirely sure that we have a word sterilely, because that's weird. So, are you breathing? Are you living? Are you dreaming? Aren't your desires sterilely clean? Some of them stolen and some of them dead. Some of them borrowed, some even unsaid. What are the dreams that you nurse in your head? Do they make you happy or kill you instead? How much realness you've left behind? How much truth did you set aside to convince yourself you're not blind? Who are those whom you had misled? When their dreams were dead, when you were their only truth and hope, though you cheated on them instead. Tell me, is there a cage that's meant to be my dream? Did you build one for your existential phobia? Aren't you breathing? Aren't you living? Aren't you dreaming? Are your desires so sterilely clean? Some of them newborn and some of them old. Some are unspoken and some of them told. Of whom did you dream? Whom you couldn't forget. For whom did you dream? Whom you couldn't forget. Did it make someone happy or kill them instead? You were what you had been dreaming of. You're what you are, what you're giving. You'll be what you want to take. And what you're afraid of is what you can't get. You were what you had been dreaming of. You're what you are, what you're giving. You'll be what you want to take. And what you're afraid of is what you can't get. Keep on breathing while you're living. Keep on dreaming. But make sure you want it and need it for real. Some of them newborn and some of them old. Some are unspoken and some of them told. What are the dreams that you nurse in your head? Did they make someone happy or kill them instead? Keep on living while you're breathing. You're what you are, what you're dreaming of. Keep on breathing while you're living. Keep on dreaming and believing that you're giving what you're dreaming of. So, well, here are the lyrics. And essentially, as you can see, this song boils down to how do you affect reality and how do you affect things around you by your dreams, by means of your dreams. And I want to apologize for my English because this was written back in 2012. I think there is a whole lot of typos here and miswritten kind of weird things. Like, it could have been written a lot smoother, quite frankly. But it is what it is, you know? So, this is a song basically about asking the question, do you affect someone else or something by your desires, by the things that you want for yourself? Aren't you becoming what you want, what you crave? Does it change you? Does it change that other person when you want something of that other person? Do you affect that other person by merely desiring something? And do you make that other person happy or do you make them rather unhappy? So there's a lot of questions here, and this is about dreams in a sense of aspirations. Not in the sense of like sleeping, but in the sense of like aspirations. And it all basically, the entirety of this song consists of questions. They're all questions, 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 questions. What and are you and why? This kind of thing. And quite frankly, I don't want to over-explain it because you can look up these lyrics for yourself. You can read them again if you missed something. I wasn't very good at reading them because, well, haven't seen these lyrics in a long while. And quite frankly, they are written in a rather strange way. There is a few spots which are kind of weird. So I didn't expect those lines to be there. You can look them up for yourself on genius.com. I have all of my lyrics there. So you can look up these lyrics for yourself and read and reflect on that. Meanwhile, let us move on to the next section, shall we? First things first, Dream is in the key of B minor. I don't know, why did I put it in that key? Maybe because I wanted an open string on the acoustic guitar, which I borrowed to record the guitar parts for this song. Back in 2012, something along those lines. Quite frankly, I don't remember the tuning of the guitar that I've used, but I remember that I probably dropped it. So maybe it had to do with the tuning of the guitar. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe I just want it to be kind of higher and kind of more tense, so that not only the music would be rather tense, but also the pitch would be higher and more difficult. It's a difficult song. And put it this way, the way I'm going to approach it, I'm going to be singing it in, you know, as usual, for the purpose of analyzing it, and I will try not to, like, yell it, because it's not easy to sing stuff like this when you sit. And I'm sitting right now at the keyboard. So, as usual, I'm going to play sections from the song, and I think this time I'll play the intro. Then I will go through the verse and bridge, and then get to the hook. And I will stop before the second verse. So, let's listen. Thank you. Have it. The song starts with a rather obnoxious, strange little section that happens even before the intro. And then it goes to... going on at the same time. Something along those lines. And then this same chord progression repeats itself several times on the verse. So what's going on here? There's a B minor, goes into an F sharp major on the bass of A sharp, then goes into a G, G major plus 7, into an F sharp major, then it goes into, it is kind of passing notes, it's not like full-blown chords. We're in a Phrygian type of B minor. When it's convenient. So right now it is C major, D major, back to C major, back to B minor. So, and then we're going into the first verse, and here's what it sounds like. Do you own the dreams that you've got? Do you always need what you want? Are you sure you've got what you've got? In your mind, when your dream is down, when you don't feel high with love, and the blankness surrounds your heart. And then after that, we're immediately going into the bridge. So you see, and blankness surrounds your heart. This is where the verse ends, and then we're immediately going to the bridge. Tell me which one your heart, your dreams is meant to be. My cage, did you star one free, one free? Into the hook. Are you breathing? Are you dreaming? Are you dreaming? Aren't you desire still rivally clean? Da 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 da. I'm going to the next verse. So on the bridge, we're sitting on the B, basically, and then we're kind of deviating and returning back to the B. Harmonic minor here, and occasionally the bass goes into an A sharp and back to B, and occasionally to a C natural and back to B, and there is that one. There is also this, and this is, let's call it for simplicity's sake, let's call it an E flat major plus 7. Is pretty much, and that's why I actually said that this could have been easily a metal song rather than a, I don't know, contemporary pop song. It kind of sounds that way, because you have this descending chromatic lines. It starts with a B, and goes into a D major, sharp major, C natural major. Then again, the melody moves up a third. Then it continues the same chord progression again, B minor. Characteristic, it sounds like it actually emphasizes the harmonic minor here. You know, from Armenian music or something along those lines, because here it emphasizes the harmonic nature of this minor. Not only this, we're starting here. In the bass we have an E minor, right? But the melody here is playing an A sharp. So what this creates, it creates a diminished fifth. Then the bass moves up to a G. G major, but here in the melody it has a C sharp this time, so it creates another diminished fifth. And then it resolves in this open inversion of a B minor chord, I mean the melody, right? Whereas at the same time, the harmonic context makes it into the top of a G major plus 7 chord. See how it works? And then after that, let's continue listening. So there you have it. The song continues from the second verse. How much realness he left behind? How much truth did you set aside to convince yourself you're not blind? Cheating. that's meant to be my dream. Did you build one for your existential phobia? And then we go into the hook, which again repeats itself and goes on. Is the same stuff, and then we're going into the middle all of a sudden, and this middle section alludes directly to System of a Down, and it goes like this. So there are basically only three chords in that section, and it is B minor, a C natural plus 7, and then there is an E flat major plus 7. And it sounds pretty ominous. Then we're going into the same, into the next section of this middle. You were what you had been dreaming of. You're what you are, what you're given. You'll be what you want to take it. What you can get. You were what you had been dreaming of. You were what you're given. You'll be what you want to take it. What you're afraid of. What you can get, what you can get. So again, it's kind of a combination of something Armenian, I guess, and something almost classical. So it starts with an F sharp major, goes into an E minor, goes into the inversion of B minor with a D in the bass. There's an F sharp major minus 7 on the base of C sharp. Then into a C natural plus 7. Into an F sharp major again, but in the melody we're using a G.
What you can get, take it away. What you're afraid of is
B minor, then E, G major plus 7, F sharp major. So after that, we are going back to the final hook, and then there is the outro section. Keep on living while you're breathing. You're what you are, what you're dreaming of. Keep on breathing. For kind of screwing this up a little bit. So it starts with a G major plus 7. Plus 7, E minor, B minor, into a C major natural, back to G major plus 7, E minor minus 7, and then we're sitting basically on the B. And then in the end, there is this little vocal section that basically just utilizes the same harmonic minor, getting down the scale, and dying out in the distance. So that being said, let's move on to the next section, shall we? So as you can see, Dream, and I apologize for the condition of my voice. It's a difficult song, and it's hard to sing it, and I've never played it really on the keyboard. I keep apologizing, but that's just how it is. I'm, you know, this is a podcast. I'm analyzing my own music, which I've written a while ago here in this podcast, so I don't focus that much on, you know, how good is my performance, but my attention is split a lot between playing, between, you know, naming chords, etc., etc., etc. So, and plus I'm not in vocal shape because, in good vocal shape because I'm recording these podcasts mostly in the first part of my day, and I woke up literally like, you know, a couple hours ago. So, as you can hear, Dream is, it has a different flavor to it, different scent or different flavor, whichever you prefer. It is not like the romantic No One Matters Somehow, which is very soft and chill and mellow. No, Dream has some inherent aggression within itself, which actually makes this song into what it is. I think it's cool that it is that way exactly. And it has a strong Armenian flavor to it, or so I think. To me, it sounds like it has a strong Armenian flavor to it. I don't know what does it sound like to you, but that's what it sounds like to me. And if you think otherwise, yeah, leave me a comment and tell me what you think about this song. Tell me what does it remind you of, if you know, you can think of any lookalikes or any references or something like that. I'll be curious to know. And of course, check out the original song, Dream, from the Reborn Heart album. And if you haven't listened to any of my music, of course, I would want to urge you to check out my music, which you can find if you look for Catherine Corelli, Catherine with a C, and Corelli with a C, on any major streaming platform, be that Spotify or Apple Music or iTunes, Deezer, Amazon, or YouTube. Because I know that a lot of people like to check out their music on YouTube. So guess what? I do have a channel there too, and I have all of my officially released music there too. Plus, on top of that, I got some content that is not related to music, and that is in the cat talk video show, video cast, or whatever that is that I have, where I'm talking mostly about things that are not related to music at all. And then I have a Cat Vibes playlist where I'm talking about... I'm not talking, actually. It's just casual footage. Sometimes I'm showing my process, my recording process, vocal recording or guitar recording process, something along those lines. And sometimes it's just, you know, casually driving through the great state of Kentucky or me doing something in the backyard or something along those lines. Check out the playlist, both playlists, the Cat Talk series and the Cat Vibes playlist. Check them out. Lately, I've been uploading a lot of guitar videos where I am playing tracks, actually recording tracks, working on the guitar stems for the Natural Grotesque album, which was released on January 30th this year. So check out these two playlists on my YouTube channel. If you like my content, please subscribe. If you like it, really like it, well, share it. I will appreciate this. And I also want to invite you to check out my other business, which is southerncaracol.com. Southern Caracol, skin health and aromatherapy. What you can find on our website, southerncaracol.com, is soap bars and lotions and shampoo bars, aromatherapy soap bars, bath bombs, lip balms, that kind of stuff. All of it is all natural. We have a line of products that is specifically designed, the skin health line of products, which is specifically designed to cure various ailments of your skin, such as psoriasis and eczema. It's not just any soap. It is oatmeal honey soap bars, which can help you cure these ailments. Also, if you have dry skin because of diabetes or something along those lines, and even if you got some burns because of poison ivy or poison sumac or something like that, our soap actually helps you with that. It helps to heal your skin a lot faster. So you might want to check it out. And also we got an aromatherapy line of soaps, which is just, you know, it's again, it's all natural soap, but it just smells very good. Very good. And we got plenty of it. So check out our website, southerncaracol.com, and see if you can pick something for yourself or maybe for your friends or relatives. And believe me, your skin will help you. Your skin will thank you. Your skin will help you. I'm thinking one thing, saying another thing. Anyways, with that being said, thank you very much for checking this episode of my Cat Tunes podcast. I appreciate you, I love you, and you will hear me on the next episode. Arr!